Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
I hope you had a fabulous weekend. We did. We're ready to go. Fired up on this Monday. Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show. Yes, Fritzy is here. Just letting you know. Forewarning you. Public service announcement. Seton, Marvin, Paulie, yours truly. Dan's Deals. Last day. This is it. It's been a great success. Once again, I want to thank you. You were able to pick up some great products, and you're getting 50 to 60% off. So you get a chance to get it, and this is the last day that these items can be shipped out and arrive in time for Mother's Day. A couple of items that you want to maybe take a second look at if you haven't, and it's the Tucci luggage. We took this to Minneapolis when we went up there for St. Paddy's Day. Durable, lightweight, flexible, perfect carry-on. You can take on summer travels, and beautiful luggage. Also, the Teo clean facial cleansing brush. Your wife will love this, okay? You're getting it for 50% off. It's featured on Good Morning America, the Today Show. So you want to get the gifts. Last time that you can do this, and make sure we get it out in time for Mother's Day. But thank you for everybody who's taken advantage of this. And the third year we've been able to do this. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. And this first hour brought to you by TireRack.com. It's the way tire buying should be, the official tire expert of the Dan Patrick Show. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Try the tire decision guide, full lineup of Goodyear tires, special offers. Ask about mobile tire installation, TireRack.com. Play of the day, poll question, stat of the day. Phone calls is always, every Monday, best and worst of the weekend. What you saw that you liked, you didn't like. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you for downloading the app. That's the streaming service, and nearly 400, over 400 cities in America carrying this program, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio as well. Tonight, Celtics at the Heat, Thunder at the Pelicans, Lakers at the Nuggets. Timberwolves said goodbye to the Suns, and now you start to look at some of these teams that are on the ropes, the Lakers on the ropes, the 76ers, the Bucks, the Pelicans, and what's next? Because this is usually what happens. When you lose, you get eliminated. Now we assess your team as we move forward. We did this with the Warriors, and we're going to do that with the Phoenix Suns today. Cavs Magic tied at 2 apiece. Celtics up 2-1 on the Heat. Clips Mavs, that's tied at 2 games apiece. And draft day is over. If you're going to hand out draft day grades, we love to do this. Day after, a couple of days after. Oh, what grade would you give the Falcons? Well, I'd give an incomplete right now, because if I'm basing this off what's going to happen in 3 years, I can't give you a grade. Now, I can look at the strategy. I can grade the strategy of the Falcons. I can grade the strategy of the Lions last year. Remember, they took a running back. Everybody said too high. They took a middle linebacker, and they got a tight end out of Iowa, one of the worst offenses in NCAA history. They all worked down. So when you grade, I can grade the Bears. I can give you an A. Or Washington, I like what the Commanders did. But it's also, where are you going to be in 2 or 3 years? Because the strategy of drafting somebody now, and maybe it's not the right person now, maybe they'll be the right person. Like, would I have drafted Drake May if I was the Patriots? No, I wouldn't. just because I wouldn't do that to another rookie quarterback. The strategy behind that, that felt like, because I was told the Giants were interested in going up. There were two teams, at least two teams, interested in going up and knocking on the door with the Patriots, because everybody knew Caleb Williams would go one, Jaden Daniels two, and were the Patriots open for business? The Giants were interested. The Giants weren't interested in J.J. McCarthy, as I told you last week. I thought that was his smokescreen. And look, he found the right place. You're going to Minnesota. I do think that they gave up a little bit more than I thought to go get him. Bo Nix falls to Sean Payton. Let me see if he can sprinkle some of that Drew Brees magic on him and make him a franchise quarterback. But when you start to look at what's the grade I'm going to give you now, love what the Bears did. Now, in 3 years from now, we might be like, what were they doing? Why did they take that guy? I mean, I liked Justin Fields when they took him. It just, they didn't surround him with any talent. So I could give them a good grade on getting Justin Fields. I could give the franchise a bad grade on what they did surrounding him. The same with the Patriots. Drake may be a franchise quarterback. He better be. But are the Patriots going to surround him? That's really the key for success. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle, @DPShow. We will hear from Joel Embiid, Kevin Durant, and LeBron James coming up. By the way, the point spreads for tonight's games, entertainment purposes only. The Celtics are favored by 10.5 against Miami. Oklahoma City favored by 5 against the Pelicans. And the Lakers are getting 7.5 against the Nuggets. Here's LeBron talking about the big win over the weekend.
The only opportunity for us is just to play the next game, and we've given ourselves another life. We give ourselves another lifeline, and it's a one-game series for us. You know, so, Monday's game, I believe it's Monday? Yeah, Monday's game is the most important game of the season for us, and we understand that, and we know that. So, what's at stake? You know, if you lose, you're done. If you win, you keep going.
Okay. Yeah, they got a lifeline. They got the win. I'm surprised that Denver is favored by 7.5 because I would have thought, and Jamal Murray is not 100%, but I would have thought, okay, got a little momentum here. D'Angelo Russell playing well. AD going toe-to-toe with Joker. Can LeBron be LeBron? Can they win another game? Sure. I didn't think they were going to win the series, but I didn't think they were going to be swept. Although it looked like they were going to be swept. Yes, Marvin.
I texted you guys in our group chat. The Lakers were up by 10, and I was like, the Nuggets are winning this by 5.
Speaking of text messages over the weekend.
Oh, boy.
Random text messages. Fritzy sends me a text message. Cavs magic. And then he's telling me what's going on. And I go, no, we're not doing that.
I do understand it was Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock and about 75 degrees and sunny where you may be not watching.
I was like, nope, I don't. Todd, no.
All the more reason to give you guys an update on the 41-12 run that the Magic went on.
I needed a breather. There was a lot going on this past weekend. And I don't even know if I gave you the assignment to watch the Cavs and the Magic.
You did not.
Okay. Somebody had to watch it. And thank you, Tom.
I took it upon myself.
Yes, thank you.
We could speak intelligently at length about that particular series.
All right. Seton, what's poll question today? And then we'll get into Anthony Edwards saying goodbye to the Phoenix Suns and who's going to be with the Phoenix Suns next. They are a mess right now. They were all in, spent a lot of money, and basically can't trade anybody. You're going to have three guys making at least $50 million for the Suns. Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal. And you're in a really, really competitive conference there where you're getting older and everybody else is still younger. All right, Seton, what's poll question today?
Well, I know you said we're going to get into that later, but we could start right there.
Sure,
if you want.
Okay.
The team is in worse shape going forward. The Suns, the Warriors, I would throw in the Sixers in there too.
Yeah.
I don't think the Sixers are in great shape. We could also put the Lakers in there.
Yeah.
They're not getting any younger.
No, they're not.
Suns, Warriors, Sixers, Lakers.
Well, let me start with the Suns because they just got eliminated. They got swept. So Devin Booker's Supermax contract kicks in next season. He's due $49 million. Durant, third year of a four-year deal, $49 million. Bradley Beal, five-year, $50 million. So that's $150 million right there with those three. And luxury tax issues and all of that gobbledygook. Plus, you start to look at, you know, what's going on in the West. Oklahoma City and Minnesota and Denver, they're still going to be really good. Dallas still has Luka and Kyrie. Clippers, without Kawhi, they're really good. Pelicans, okay, it's a learning process. The Kings are still really good. Memphis is going to get Ja Morant back next year. Imagine if San Antonio added a couple of pieces there with Victor Wembanyama. So if you're the Phoenix Suns and you got eliminated, you got swept, and all of a sudden, what can you do? Well, the person that you might have to trade is Devin Booker. But with a no trade, you're going to have to ask him, hey, do you want to relocate? So we got to get rid of our best player to get better, because who's going to take Durant? Now, could Durant be that third guy on a younger team? Could he help? Now, I don't know if he wants to do this, but like Bradley Beal, I never understood it. Bradley Beal was one of those guys you'd see in a Wizards uniform, and you go, oh, okay, getting 25 a night. Well, he seemed fine getting 25 a night. And, you know, nobody bothers you. Nobody cares. ESPN's not doing a feature on you. But, Bradley Beal. Now, all of a sudden, you play with the Suns, and people are going, well, let me see what you got. Yeah, these games are on TV. People care about this. And then you're watching, and you're going, this isn't good. And then Kevin Durant, Frank Vogel's, he just got there. I think he's got a 5 or 6 year deal. And then Durant said he didn't like how he was used this year. I get, huh? So you start with the Suns. That's a mess. And here is Devin Booker talking about what happened.
Once you got to the finals, it was that's all you wanted to do was get back to the finals and compete for a championship. So how has these years since been frustrating, where you go through a season, get back to that place you want to get back to?
Well, I want to win it. You know, I don't want to get back. And, you know, it's a tough league. At the end of all this, you know, there's going to be one winner. And everybody that doesn't win is going to go into somewhat of a panic mode and feel like they have to make changes and do this and do that. But, you know, I think over time, you know, experience is, you know, the best teacher. So, you know, the more that you can spend time together and, you know, feel this hurt together and go through it together, you know, the better off you are in the future.
All right. I don't know if every team goes into a panic mode, but if I'm the Phoenix Suns and you're going to have the highest salary cap, I think that I would go into a panic mode. And you got a new owner. He thought, all right, we're going to bring these players. We got Durant. He said we got the best team in the NBA. He said, well, we got to see it play out. Well, we did. And Anthony Edwards is here, man. He is him. That guy. He might be playing in Minnesota, maybe not the hotbed of basketball and the focal point and getting nationally televised games, but he is must-see TV. And Ant-Man is not afraid of anybody here. Here is Kevin Durant talking about one of the futures of the NBA.
I'm so impressed with Ant, my favorite player to watch. Just grown so much since he came into the league at 22. Just his love for the game just shines bright, and that's something that's probably, that's one of the reasons why I like him the most, because he just loves basketball. He's grateful to be in this position. He's taking advantage of every opportunity he's gotten. Love everything about Ant, everything. And be watching him going forward, and you know he's going to go out there and play extremely hard every single night, but was really impressed with him. And it's going to be somebody I'm following for the rest of his career.
Durant's not retiring, is he? It almost sounded like. And before I go, I'd like to mention some of the younger guys and Anthony Edwards. Edwards has got charisma. He's got riz, as the kids like to say. And he rises to the moment, literally. He does. You know, you're putting up 40, you're closing out the Phoenix Suns, and he is yapping with Kevin Durant. I loved it. Yeah. I thought, I didn't know, like, I'm not a Rudy Gobert fan, but Rudy can play, and really, you know, there are moments when Rudy Gobert can shine. I get that. Karl Anthony Towns, you know, they do have a pretty good team. It's not just Anthony Edwards. And, I mean, that's a team that can play, you know, win the Western Conference this year. Yeah, Marv.
It's crazy. An NBA team with patience.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Well, here is Anthony Edwards on playing against the Phoenix Suns.
Kevin Durant, for sure. It's my favorite player of all time. Like I said last time, it's the best feeling in the world, man, to, you know, send him home or out, whatever you want to call it. I don't even think I outplayed him. He played great throughout the whole series. But, you know, my team outplayed his. And, you know, to come out victorious is the best feeling ever to beat him because he's my favorite player of all time.
All right. All right. Verbal bouquets being tossed out there in the Phoenix Suns-Minnesota Timberwolves series. It's good. It's fun. But you can get this feel of, you know, you got Wembanyama, you got Anthony Edwards. Like, you know, John Morant's not old. Like, you have a lot of younger players. And then you start to look at, you know, how long is Steph going to play? And Clay, and Draymond, KD. You know, certain players where you go, okay, their window of opportunity. Is KD on another team before he ends his career? I would say probably so. Steph is going to stay in Golden State. Clay might be on another team. And you start to look around and you go, you know, how long can these guys be at least where we thought they were? You know, with Joel Embiid, man, does he feel old? And I know he's playing on one leg, but if, and I said this earlier in the year, at what point does, or maybe it was last year at the end of the season, at what point does Joel Embiid say, I don't want to be here? Or did the Sixers say, you know what? Maybe the process didn't work out. Maybe we send you elsewhere. I mean, they've had a lot of players there. They had Jimmy Butler there for a while. I like Maxey. They had Harden. I mean, they've tried it, and they've tried reincarnations here. But, man, give credit to the Knicks fans. They traveled over the weekend because I had to look at the logo at midcourt because I thought, oh, my God, wait, is this – oh, this is in Philadelphia? Wow. Here is Joel Embiid talking about the crowd.
Disappointing. You know, I love our fans. Think it's unfortunate. And I'm not calling them out, but it is disappointing. Obviously, you got a lot of Knicks fans, and they're down the road and never seen it. And I've been here for 10 years. Yeah, it kind of pisses me off, especially because Philly is considered a sports town. So, you know, they've always shown up, and I don't think that should happen.
Yeah, I love my fans, but they wanted to make some money and sold their tickets. That was like a Knicks home game, and Jalen Brunson went off. Anytime Bernard King or Carmelo Anthony gets mentioned in a stat with you, you're doing okay, scoring-wise. It's like, I need this to move past Bernard King. Ooh, okay. But give credit to the Knicks. They took it to the Sixers, and if this doesn't end well, and it probably won't, you start to wonder, okay, would they think of doing something? Would Embiid think of doing something? Because that's always the tricky part. Does the team or does the star initiate something like this? And then the Clippers, I'm watching the Clippers, and I'm going, they're up by 31. And I'm going, and no Kawhi. And I just kept thinking, how do the Mavs get down 31? As much as you want to give them credit for coming back from down 31, how did you get down 31 at home without Kawhi? Paul George played really well. Kyrie was wonderful. Luka said that he let down Kyrie. But that's one of those games where you go, huh? How did that happen? All right, so we'll settle on a poll question. Phone calls are always welcome, especially on Monday. Best and worst of the weekend. What you saw that you liked, you didn't like. Take a break. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
It's the Book of Joe podcast. I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah, well, there are no boundaries, right? Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip. Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Gang's all here, ready to go. It's a Monday, best and worst of the weekend. We'll get to your phone calls coming up. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you for downloading the app. Also, thank you for taking advantage of Dan's deals. Today's the last day. So today only, DP Show audience, and we have to do it today so we can make sure that what you ordered gets shipped in time for Mother's Day. Got a great set of luggage there. In fact, we took the luggage to Minneapolis for the St. Paddy's Day parade, and we were able to put in some nice drinks, some bottles of alcohol on the way back in our luggage. Wait, am I supposed to say that?
Sure.
The Teo Clean Facial Cleansing Brush, all kinds of good stuff there.
Let me tell you about that cleansing brush, Dan. Seton was nice enough to give me, because he knows I have two daughters and a wife at home. There was almost a brawl over that thing in my house. The youngest daughter opened it up. She starts using it. The wife goes, oh, I think it's a Mother's Day gift. It was go time. I got boxed out of my own bathroom.
So the savings is 50 to 60% off. Okay, while supplies last, go to danpatrick.com. And this item that Paulie was talking about, Good Morning America, the Today Show featured this as well. So take advantage of this. Today's the last day. But thank you for everybody who did take advantage of this. And I'm sure you're going to have a great Mother's Day. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. Spent a lot of time first hour. We talked about the NBA. Timberwolves said goodbye to the Suns. What's this mean for the Suns? Can they make a move? Do they make a move? Their salary cap is terrible. You're going to have three guys making $50 million a year. Pelicans, Lakers, 76ers, Bucks, all on the ropes. Celtics at the Heat tonight. Thunder at the Pelicans, and the Lakers are getting 7.5 against the Nuggets. Nuggets are big favorites, but Lakers got their moment, looks like. Here is LeBron James talking about that win they had over the weekend.
The only opportunity for us is just to play the next game, and we've given ourselves another life. We give ourselves another lifeline, and it's a one-game series for us. You know, so, Monday's game, I believe it's Monday? Yeah, Monday's game is the most important game of the season for us, and we understand that, and we know that. So, what's at stake? You know, if you lose, you're done. If you win, you keep going.
Okay. The fact that it's the most important game of the year and he didn't know what day it was. And Monday? Playing Monday? Yeah. Most important game. Yeah, Paul.
You know he's going, he knows he's going to Cancun on Tuesday. That's what he knows.
Wow. Liverpool and Tottenham face off. It's a must-win match. Time is running out. Can the Reds fight their way back to first place? Can the Spurs make a late push into the top four? Find out live May 5th at 11:30 a.m. Eastern, exclusively on Peacock, which is where you'll find this program as well. Our good buddy Rick Neuheisel, one of the smartest football people I know. I'll get his thoughts on the philosophy behind the Atlanta Falcons. And as I said in the first hour, we love to give grades. We love the immediacy. Like, I got to know right now, how did we do? And I would caution you with that, because your first round is where people think, and that's where you get most attention, most eyeballs. But your teams are built in the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round. That's where you build a championship caliber team. You got a guy in the first round, maybe you got two guys in the first round, but you need the other players to kind of fill out that roster. And that's what the great teams do. I thought the Eagles were incredible, what they did. Able to trade, get draft picks, trade down, get the right people that they want. You know, they had weaknesses, they strengthened those. I mean, that's what you want to do. And this is where you find great teams. You know, the Packers always draft well. They've always drafted well. But that's how you build, you fill out a team. And there were a few teams that probably would get good grades. There's probably teams that would say would get good grades, but maybe down the road they don't deserve that. Or I go back to the Lions last year. You draft a running back, a middle linebacker, and then a tight end out of Iowa, and they all contributed. Those are positions for, you know, certainly the running back and the linebacker that you don't take in the first round, and they did. And then you get Sam Laporta in the second round with an offense that was one of the worst in NCAA history. But Detroit, you know, their strategy paid off. If you would have said what's their grade after the draft, they probably would have gotten C minuses. Like, what are they thinking? You could have got Jahmyr Gibbs later. You know, you're drafting a middle linebacker? Nobody does that. But you see what they did, how they contributed. And that's why when the Falcons, and you say Michael Penix, I give them an incomplete because he's the key. He's the eighth pick overall. I can't grade you. I guess if you asked me in 3 years, then I could give you a grade for that. Yeah, Seton.
Sounds a lot like right now, like you're flirting with a draft winners, draft losers poll question, which double poll. We could throw that together. Draft winners, Eagles. You just said they picked up.
I thought they did well. I love what
two quarterbacks they really needed.
Yeah, I love what the Bears did.
Yeah.
Like, you're a contender now. You've got a good team.
They may have picked up two all-franchise players if this works out the way they wanted it to.
Yeah.
Quarterback-wide receiver combo, they could both go down historically for that franchise.
I think it's wonderful what they did. Mm-hmm. You know, you got a guy who's going to start. You got two guys who are going to start for you. Now, the question is, how good are they this rookie year? But I like it. I like it a lot. I think it's really important when it comes to trying to get that rookie quarterback. But I want you playing right away. And J.J. McCarthy, if I'm Minnesota, you know, I'm gonna have him sit out September. October is when I'm going to say to J.J. McCarthy, let's see what you got a little bit here. But you might even say, hey, look, Sam Darnold's playing well. We don't need to. And then maybe J.J. McCarthy sits for half the year. But the Bears don't have that quarterback where you go, well, he's going to start, and then Caleb Williams will work his way in. But, you know, you're looking at the Raiders. The Raiders are stuck with who they have. Yeah. New England, what do you do there? Are they going to have that open competition? I don't know, is Bailey Zappe even going to make the team there? But you got Drake May there. Jaden Daniels, do you start him right away? I love to have a quarterback sit and just get caught up with the speed of everything that you see. Because you can watch on tape. When you watch on the sidelines, then you understand. Now, you got to be sharper, sharp, 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 quick, 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 quick. And in college, you don't have to do that. It's like, let me take a little spin here, not there, over here. Hey, you don't have that opportunity. And I think being able to watch it in real time, learn a little bit, and then I'm going to ease you in. I mean, it's some of the greatest quarterbacks in history didn't do well when they started right away. Now, they might have said, or they might say, hey, I'm glad I did. But if I would have said, hey, just sit a little bit here. You know, two of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, three of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, Mahomes, Brady, Montana, they didn't start right away. And I think that they really benefited from that. I mean, Elway started, didn't play well. Peyton started, didn't play well. These are two of the greatest quarterbacks, top 10 quarterbacks of all time. You know, Aaron Rodgers sat probably too long, but he did sit. Jordan Love sat, and now, you know, he's your, you know, one of your top 10 quarterbacks. So everybody has a different philosophy when it comes to this, but if I can, even though you're running pro-style offenses, they're also running pro-style defenses when you go against them. You don't have that in college. It's rare when you go, like Michigan's defense was great this year. By the way, Michigan, the all-time leader now in players taken in a single draft, I think. I think they had 15. Does that sound right? That's hard to do. But I think Michigan may have set the record for most players drafted. Yeah, Paul?
Do you see that the Jets got your guy, quarterback Jordan Travis of Florida State, sneaky in the fifth round?
I love the pick, but it's because I really like him. I don't know how healthy he's going to be. Had the season-ending injury. That, of course, hurt Florida State in the playoffs. But he seems like a classy kid. You're going to sit for a year or two, and he could benefit from that. So that was a nice little pick there. Patriots drafted Joe Milton. And, you know, the kid out of Tennessee, who everybody says has the strongest arm in the draft. All right. Kind of interesting there. Yes, yeah,
you know who had a maybe potentially had a really great draft is the Steelers.
Steelers?
Yeah, they picked up a bunch of players at a bunch of different positions. None of them are like that superstar huge name, but they're all like, they got like the best center in the draft. They got, you know, like a great number two wide receiver. They got a, you know, linebacker that is like a classic Steelers linebacker. It's like they seem to really find their guys throughout the whole draft.
Well, we get caught up in, oh, I don't know that name.
Yeah.
Or if you said, who's going to be with you and get a second contract? If you do the numbers, it's offensive lineman. Center, guard, tackle. Because if you're looking at guys who bust the least, if that's the correct way to say it, it's offensive lineman or a center. And then maybe it's a defensive lineman. But that doesn't mean that they go high in the draft. It's you get a center or you get a, you know, a tackle and you go, all right, I'm not going to worry about that guy. Those are the guys who get second contracts, more so than any other position. Yes, Pauline.
I love what the Bears did. Quarterback, wide receiver, offensive tackle. We got this new offense. We're spending DeAndre Swift. But if it doesn't work out, we're going to draft the punter in the fourth round and have the best punter in football. We're ready for both of them. We're ready to punt.
Yeah, I mean, he benefited from the worst offense in college football because Torrey Taylor got to punt all the time.
The star of Iowa.
And he averaged like 49 yards a kick. Michigan led everybody with 13 overall players chosen this past weekend. It surpassed its previous school record of 11. And does Alabama have the all-time record?
You know who's got the most Hall of Famers? Well, actually, I don't know if that's still true.
Okay.
They used to. It's a tie. And it's not Michigan, so I guess that means that they just have the most busts in NFL history.
Wow. Oh!
No, I'm kidding. I think Notre Dame and USC were
tied.
Yeah,
I was going to say.
I think.
Yeah, that might be right. Is Georgia, did Georgia last year?
I've got Georgia in the 2022 draft having 22 players picked.
Okay.
Right, I'm sorry, 15 players picked in the 2022 draft. Oh, even that, that's nuts. 15 players.
Yeah.
That means if you're a starter for Georgia and you weren't picked in the draft.
Mm. Well, you might not have been eligible to be drafted. So those were, that might have been the 15 guys who were eligible to be drafted, got drafted. And so Michigan had 13 players selected. Yeah, it's a good day for Jim Harbaugh. Let me see. Rick Neuheisel will join us coming up. Had a great weekend. all kinds of sports. And then my wife surprised me with Billy Joel tickets. Went Friday night. And we were at Madison Square Garden.
Whoa.
Packed. Third row. Yeah. I could see Billy Joel's set list on his piano. We were that close. And then they start playing Uptown Girl. I look down the row, about 20 feet away, Christy Brinkley dancing.
No way.
Yes.
That is fabulous.
Wait, hold on. You're joking.
No, Christy Brinkley was down there with one of her daughters. And then Christy Brinkley, Billy Joel's daughter, also sang two songs. And I get there, and this guy comes out from backstage, and he's got a Dan Patrick Show t-shirt on. And he's walking, and my wife goes, I think he's coming over here. And he came over, handed me a couple of Billy Joel guitar picks, and he said, I'm a big fan of the show. I said, how did you know? He goes, you said this on the show. You were going. I go, but you didn't know where I was sitting, you know, because we paid for the seats. And he said, I found out where you were seated. And I go, okay. Plays for 2.5 hours and gets done. We're getting ready to leave. The guy who works for Billy Joel, might have been a guitar tech, comes out and hands me the set list that was on Billy's piano.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And I go, that's awesome. I said, can I get him to sign it? And he said, he's already in his car out the door. And I said, okay. He goes, but I'll get him to sign it, and then I'll send it into the man cave. And I go, okay, we'll frame it. Now, I did have some beverages. And this is in knock on the Madison Square Garden and their prices. I mean, it's expensive. I get that. But I ordered a double Jack and Coke, which I never do. But I thought, you know what? I need a little caffeine here. Cause,
yeah, a little sugar, a little caffeine.
Dan doesn't stay up too late.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you know, we're living here in Allentown. Yeah. Sing us the song, you're the piano man. A double Jack and Coke. Todd, how much do you think a double Jack and Coke cost me at the Garden Friday night?
$26.39.
All right, Seton O'Connor.
Boy, I was going to go $27.50.
All right, Marvin.
$31.
Holy.
$24.
I looked. I think it was correct. It was $43.
$43 for a crappy pour?
Yeah.
Did you get a hot dog and popcorn with that drink?
No.
$43?
Yes.
Good grief.
You could have bought probably two bottles of Jack for that.
Massive bottles.
Oh, yeah. I had two double Jack and Cokes.
Good grief.
I'm doing the math. I think that's $86.
Yes, yes. And a tip.
God, you know how much money they're making on each of those?
A lot.
About $82 on that one transaction.
Yes, yes. Because if you take the Coca-Cola and the Jack, and okay, maybe it cost you $2, not even, maybe $1.50. So yeah, they made some money.
Holy
off me.
Holy smokes, dude. That is
And then I run into a woman from Florida. She's standing there waiting, you know, to get a drink. And I said, it's first time Billy Joel. And she said, I think she said, yeah. She goes, but I'm not from here. I live in Tampa, but, you know, I think my boyfriend's up to something here. And I go, what do you mean? She goes, I don't know. He keeps talking to other people, and I think I'm getting engaged. And so I go, oh, okay. And so I said, well, I'll look for you on the Jumbotron. And then she goes, oh, I don't know if they'd put me up there. So we're watching the concert. Next thing I know, my wife goes, hun, look, she's holding up her ring finger. She got engaged during the show. So the woman I'm talking to while we're getting drinks is holding up, you know, they put her up on the Jumbotron. I went, all right, good stuff. Yes, Todd.
And she had been waiting for the longest time for
him
to finally.
Thank you. Little Billy Joel there. Thank you. Yes, Marvin.
What song was playing when they showed her on the Jumbotron?
I have no idea. No idea.
Is there like a Billy Joel song that's super romantic that gets you like, you know what? I love you so much, Bet.
We didn't start the fun.
No. I love you just the way you are would be nice to play.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
Don't go changing.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was Uptown Girl. I don't know.
Oh, was that saxophone player just killing it?
His band was awesome. 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 Yeah, it's one of those where you go, wow. And I mean, he's the entertainer, but they were wonderful. Yes, Pauline.
I did the math. A bottle of Jack Daniels.
A bottle of Jack.
Will cost you less than $20, especially if you're getting it in bulk and you're working MSG. So there's 8 double shots in each bottle. So like 16 shots or 8 double shots. 8 times 43 is $344.
That's you know what? It's okay. It tasted great. In the moment, it tasted great.
Half of that in taxes.
Yeah. And you know, when you're getting a double, I like to keep an eye on if you give me just a little more than a double. And they didn't.
Yeah.
Like if you got the shot, where you're going, okay, I'll be like, yeah, come on, give me top it off there a little bit.
Do they have the thing on the top of the bottle that controls?
No. It was right there in front of me. Yes, Todd.
Does it say big shot on the menu? Because that would kind of make sense for Billy Joel cuts.
Yeah. Thank you, Todd. Yes, Paul.
You know, guitar players throw out picks to the crowd. Drummers throw out sticks sometimes. What could Billy Joel throw out?
A piano. He threw out a piano.
He did.
Yeah. Man, I felt bad to that woman.
One lucky fan.
Yeah, caught it. Wow. He kept playing, though. All right, let me take a break. Rick Neuheisel will
give us... If you drink like that, you're going to be moving out of your apartment because you can't afford it no more. good luck turning the lights back on with that kind
don't
of...
Don't encourage Fritzy. Don't encourage him.
You didn't start the fire just now.
I did send pictures, though. Little clips from the show. I did. For Todd.
I love that you did that.
I know you did.
I didn't need a river of dreams to pay for all that.
Let me take a break.
And so it goes.
Rick Neuheisel will give us the logic behind the Falcons right after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rick Neuheisel said to join us. I just saw where Matt Ryan is joining the cast of CBS Sports, the NFL Today. And then I was wondering, that's a pretty crowded set there. This according to Michael McCarthy. I believe that's a front office sports. Phil Simms and Boomer Esiason are both leaving the show. So that leaves us with J.J. Watt, James Brown, Nate Burleson, Bill Cowher. And then I know they're interested in Jason Kelce. Don't know if they're adding anybody else there. Jason Kelce's going somewhere. And it feels like there's a lot of opportunities there, whether it's CBS or Fox, NBC Football Night in America, maybe other. But Matt Ryan is going to join the NFL today with JB, Nate, Bill Cowher, and JJ. Rick Neuheisel, CBS Sports, college football, NFL analyst. He was at the draft, and always great to talk to you, Rick. Thank you for joining us. I'm going to put you on the clock. You are the GM of the Atlanta Falcons. With the eighth pick, the Falcons are taking who?
I think you had to give either another weapon to Kirk Cousins. There were, I mean, Rome Odunze was there, right? That's why would have been my pick, Rome Odunze. But with, I'm not going to second guess him. I think the quarterback position is so vital, and having played with what they believed without one a year ago, here was a guy that they believe in and have a great career in Michael Penix. You don't know how long you're going to have Cousins, given his age and the fact that he went down with an Achilles last year. I understand the pick. I just wonder about how you divvied up the resources.
Yeah, I just don't get it. I know that people are trying to, you know, give this take 3 years. Hey, he's going to be your future. Okay, the NFL is about now.
No question.
Okay. Are you trying to tell me there aren't going to be any good quarterbacks in the next 3 years that you go, gosh, no, we got our guy? And I know you might not be in that position. The Falcons select eighth every single year, Rick. So I would have done something. First of all, I wouldn't have brought in Kirk Cousins. I wouldn't have done that. If in my mind we were going to take a quarterback, or there's the potential for that quarterback, I would have found something to play quarterback if I'm viewing the future here. If it's not about now, then don't worry about getting your quarterback now. You know, it feels like there's two different messages here. Hey, we want to win now. $100 million, Kirk Cousins. Hey, but we got our future here. We didn't help the quarterback we just brought in.
And that's what makes this pick messy. That's what makes this pick messy and why it's the subject of so much debate, because you've devoted so much of your resources, hundreds of millions of dollars, to Kirk Cousins and the position. And we all know in the NFL you only have so much of a pie. And to be effective as a quarterback, as he just was in Minnesota, the reason you paid him that kind of money is the weapons that he enjoyed right there in Minnesota and what he does in terms of distributing to them. And here was Rome Odunze to go along with Drake London, to go along with Bijan Robinson, to go along with Kyle Pitts. All of that would have been a beautiful thing. But now you've said, no, we don't need Rome Odunze. We're going to get a guy that's going to be his understudy and be the guy that takes his place. That, to me, was a little risky.
Who should be more upset today? Kirk Cousins or Michael Penix?
Oh, Cousins. Michael Penix is going to get paid, and Michael Penix is going to have the luxury that most first-round quarterbacks don't get, which is the ability to learn from the sideline.
Yeah, but he's ready to go. I heard the most pro-ready of all these quarterbacks. If he goes to the Raiders, he starts right now. He's going to wait 3 years? Best-case scenario? Man, I would be upset.
I don't think so. I think he's going to be fine. Listen, we just watched this experiment with Jordan Love. Jordan Love just had a nice year. Everybody's believing that Jordan Love's future is, a beautiful mosaic, looking forward to what he's going to produce.
But do you think that was the right choice for the Packers? I know that Rodgers didn't play well prior to that, and then they drafted him. I thought it was the wrong pick. It turned out to be correct in the long run. You had Rodgers in his mid-30s, and you didn't help him.
All the people here when I was with them in Detroit said it was the Ron Wolf theory. Always have a great one in the wings.
Okay.
And obviously Terry Fontenot somehow believes the Ron Wolf theory.
We're talking to Rick Neuheisel, CBS Sports College football analyst, former head coach. If you were a running back in high school, Would you want to stay a running back in high school if you thought about that you were going to be a special football player? I'm curious what the running back position looks like in 10 years from now in the high school level.
That's a fascinating question. Well, the first trickle-down effect of what's happening in the NFL is guys are going to stay in college. The name, image, and likeness money in college is going to be more enticing. Let me get a few more years of this particular bonanza and enjoy that. But the counter to that is you tread off the tire, right? There's not and how much time am I going to get? I don't believe there's second contracts waiting for running backs. So I think you've got to strike while the fire's hot and take advantage of where you're going to be compensated and feel good about how you're being used. But you're right. People in high school are going to say, let me play corner. Let me play wide receiver. Let me play quarterback. Those are the three positions. As you saw the whole first round, the game is a matchup game. Anybody that's got a one-on-one matchup, a corner, a wide receiver, an edge rusher, or a tackle, those one-on-ones, that's where the focus was all first round.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, though, when you look at just how much, and maybe this is an anomaly with all of the offense that was selected, even the drop-off in quarterbacks, Rick, like after the first round.
137 picks without?
That's an all-time record. It was so top-heavy, and I don't know if NIL or the pandemic year that guys got, that this was an aberration, that you had a lot of talent and then you didn't really have much talent after that.
Yeah, it's unique. And those guys that might have been the second and thirds might have stayed. You know, the COVID extra year of eligibility, which we saw both Bo Nix and Michael Penix benefit from, that has become something that everybody loves to do, right? Let me see if I can go take another year of eligibility, have a great year, and see if I can enhance my stock for next season and get paid while doing it.
What was the draft you loved? Which team?
I love the Rams. I thought Jared Verse, obviously everybody had him on their list as an edge guy. And you know, he's a nice story. The kid who transfers from Albany grows into this great specimen that can come off the edge. But Braden Fisk is a hard charger, right? You lose Aaron Donald, and he's not going to replace Aaron Donald, but he's got that mentality, football is life, right? Blake Corum is the same kind of guy, one of the leaders of that Michigan team that goes 15-0. Cam Kitchens from Miami is a instinctive safety. I thought they got a lot of good football players, people that love the game. I'm going to be watching for the Rams to do something special this year.
If you were programming Hard Knocks this year, which team would you put on?
Oh, that's a good one. Where would we go with Hard Knocks? Kansas City would be fun. I like that they got Xavier Worthy, a speedster. Just watching the conversations between the quarterback there and the young receiver and how to shape things. They also got the kid, the tight end from TCU, and watching him get some up close and personal counsel from Travis Kelce.
Yeah, but you don't get Taylor Swift in Hard Knocks. I'm just letting you know that.
Well, so. Why not? I'm just asking. She bakes cookies. I mean, goodness gracious. Why can't we have her in Hard Knocks?
Do you think
we've had her everywhere else, Dan.
Do you think the Falcons would be interesting on Hard Knocks?
They would be. But I think Kirk Cousins is going to play this as the gentleman that he is. And by the way, I think Kirk Cousins is going to be the next great announcer. I'd listen to him on the Manning cast.
You know what? They would prefer he was the next great quarterback, letting you know.
I'm just telling you, he's going to have a nice couple of seasons there in Atlanta, but soon he's going to be hastened off into a television setting, and he's going to be fantastic.
Hastened.
Listen to him.
Hastened.
Yeah. Well, Michael Penix, the time is coming for Michael Penix.
Good to talk to you as always, Rick. Thanks for joining us.
It's always a treat, Dan. See you now, buddy.
Rick Neuheisel, CBS Sports, college football, NFL analyst. Maybe Kirk Cousins could go into the CBS NFL Today show. Maybe sooner than later, since they're making changes, getting rid of Boomer Esiason and Phil Sims. We did touch on a little bit with Hard Knocks. Based off what happened with the draft and free agency, who would you put in? We'll give that some thought. All the Danettes will have a suggestion on the team that would be great for Hard Knocks. We'll update the poll results, more phone calls as well, and we'll give you our best and worst of the weekend after this.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.